It is an ominous indication of what ISIS may be planning. A computer that was found in an ISIS hideout in Syria is being called the Terror Laptop of Doom, and with good reason. On it was a treasure trove of documents, tens of thousands of hidden files detailing everything from how to make bombs and rockets to how to weaponize the bubonic plague. Joining me is foreign policy reporter Harold Dornbos. Harold, there's a lot of debate here in the U.S. about whether ISIS is a threat specifically to the U.S. homeland. But the idea that bubonic plague is possibly in their arsenal is stunning. And according to files on this laptop, I'd like to know, how would they create and launch such a weapon?
Very difficult to say, but they have a manual for it, and we found it on the laptop. What I think is very important and what is kind of worrisome are three elements. We have basically a Tunisian national, a chemistry student, who traveled to Syria, joined ISIS, and who carries this manual of biological weapons on his laptop, who clearly has an interest in trying to develop it. These three factors make it very worrisome. How far they are, we don't know. Maybe the guy, the laptop owner, maybe he's dead. We don't know. But we know that there's a certain interest among ISIS people with a science background into developing these kind of terrible diseases.
The laptop also includes a fatwa, or an Islamic ruling from a radical Saudi cleric, essentially justifying the use of bubonic plague or other chemical biological weapons. What more can you tell us about that?
Basically, this fatwa explains that if you cannot beat the unbelievers, the kuffar, in some kind of way, you eventually can use weapons of mass destruction against them. Have they developed it? I don't know. Are they currently developing it in Syria, inside Syria, inside their caliphate? I don't know.
How specifically did you come into possession of such a treasure trove of files on ISIS from this laptop?
We found it through a rebel commander who commands moderate Syrian rebels. They fight against Assad regime, but they also fight at the same time against Islamic radicals of ISIS. They attacked an ISIS safe house, and they found this laptop there. Eventually, we convinced the commander to give the laptop to us, or better, he allowed us to make a copy of it on a external hard drive, and we got 146 gigabyte of material in it, thousands of documents, 35,000 documents, and somewhere really worrisome.
Is there more that you have yet to read, or have at this point have you gone through all of the documents pretty much?
We've gone to more or less all of the documents. There are other documents in like how to steal cars. They're all kind of related to jihad. So it's like how to steal cars, how to make rockets, how to make bombs. Basically, it's how to destroy the world, in short. Also, we found documents of how to get fake passports, how to travel from one jihadi hotspot in the world to another jihadi hotspot in the world without being caught by the authorities. So yes, it's for sure a very interesting laptop that we got.
How to destroy the world, a chilling summary. Harold Dornbos, thank you so much for your time.